This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the weirdest cars of the 21st century has got to be the Chrysler PT Cruiser, which is probably why it ended up on rental car lots all across America. Well, now most of the rental car fleets have cycled the Cruiser out of their lots. And here with an obituary of the PT Cruiser is Keenan Mayo of Bloomberg Businessweek. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened to the PT Cruiser?
Well, the thing is that it was a novelty car. And like all novelty items, the enthusiasm faded. And the only people who were really buying it for much of the last decade were the rental car companies. And they were buying it because it was cheap. And they could run it for a certain amount of time, and then they could sell it back to Chrysler, who would then dump it into used car auctions. So when the rental car companies could no longer buy this car cheap after government intervention in Detroit, they stopped buying them.
And at the peak, how many cars are we talking about in terms of PT Cruisers out there at Hertz or Avis or any of these companies?
I think we reached peak PT Cruiser probably in the late 2000s, around 2008, 2009. Over the course of a 10-year run, there was 1.4 million PT Cruisers sold.
Have you ever been to a rental car agency and had to rent a PT Cruiser when you didn't want to?
Yes, I have. And it was about 2008, and I was on a business trip.
You remember the year, exactly.
Yes, and I was issued a PT Cruiser, and it was very underpowered as a car. It had this weak four-cylinder engine. And the other problem was that you're driving it and people stare at you. And the one person I spoke to in the article, who a business traveler, she described it as, you know, it's what Steve Carell drove in The Office. And I think in many ways that character kind of embodies the car. It's this playful, kind of hapless, but like deep down he thinks he's cool. And I think a lot of, you know, Americans associate the PT Cruiser driver with that person.
Keenan Mayo of Bloomberg Businessweek, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, what's the first word that comes to mind when you see a PT Cruiser? Go to our Marketplace Facebook page right now and let us know. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.